This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the air with us. Free Talk Live is an open phones show. That means regardless of what we're talking about, you can take control of the airwaves. You can talk about what interests you. And we are happy to entertain you. The we in studio tonight is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And dang it, there's not many nights that I just wish I was on Free Talk Live when I'm busy at home doing whatever the heck I was doing. But, you know, when they came out with the Nancy Pelosi announcement saying that the House is going to look into impeachment hearings, I was kind of wishing I was on the air. Dang it.
Now, are they looking into it, or are they actually beginning them? Because I thought I saw that they were starting to have some sort of a impeachment thing.
What Nancy Pelosi announced was that the House would begin an inquiry into impeachment hearings. It looks like they've kind of jumped ahead and just started hearings.
Mm-hmm.
So basically... Mm-hmm. And so everybody knows what all the roles are in this. Impeachment can be brought against any, as far as I know, anyone in the federal government. You can impeach a judge. You could impeach the president. You could impeach the vice president. It doesn't matter, but these are dealing with the president. The House of Representatives would weigh all the available information. And then if they decide that it warrants, they would then vote to impeach or not to impeach on whatever charges they decide to bring up against the president. They're the ones who come up with the charges, and then they decide whether he's guilty of these charges we just brought up, that we just created.
And the phrases there are the same as a criminal trial, in that he's either convicted or acquitted.
Well... they don't do any of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're still in the House.
Still okay. In the House, right.
So they vote to impeach. Yeah, okay, that's
yeah.
Right.
If they vote to impeach, then he has been impeached and he will stand trial by the U.S. Senate. And in the past, it was the Senate would do that, and then a Supreme Court justice would act as the judge in the case, and that's just pretty much to make sure it goes.
Is it a Supreme Court justice or the Chief Justice?
I don't know.
I think it's the Chief Justice.
So my recollection and my backstory on the whole idea of impeachment was, first of all, my mom would make me sit with her and watch the impeachment. She felt that this was really important for a 7-8-year-old kid to watch, so I remember watching this with my mom, and we were watching, you know, all the testimony and stuff like that.
Is that how you first found out about oral sex?
Oral sex?
I think he's talking about Nixon.
Oh, you're talking about Nixon. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're
I forgot your age, bro.
You're skipping ahead through the impeachment.
I misdated you, didn't I?
I was talking about Andrew Johnson. I don't remember that one, but I remember Nixon, and it was kind of interesting, and it's interesting to look back on now historically and see how it all kind of transpired. And
was Jackson impeached?
I think, why am I thinking it was Johnson?
See, that's the thing is...
Either way,
I think it must have been... I'm not sure.
I think it was Johnson.
Who it was.
I don't know if they would put an impeached president. But that's the thing. Okay, if the House finds him.
He would have been acquitted, though, I think.
Well, then he wouldn't have ever been impeached.
No, you can be impeached and acquitted. Impeachment is equivalent to indictment.
That's correct. So if I don't know how that, we'll look that one up.
You get impeached in the House and convicted or acquitted in the Senate.
Correct.
So you can be impeached and then acquitted, or you can be impeached and then convicted.
Which was the case as far as Bill Clinton went. Bill Clinton was impeached, but he served out the rest of his term and still hasn't been convicted, even though I think we're still investigating things about the Clintons.
They're still committing crimes.
It's kind of hard.
And they're still getting away with it. They skated on Epstein. They skated on everything.
So really, right now, the investigatory process is going on in the House as much as they are actually going to investigate or trump up whatever charges they wish. And that's going to happen. And then they are going to vote for or against impeachment in the House. And that will tell if this thing moves forward. If it moves forward, it goes to the Senate, and that's when the trial sort of process goes on. And that's going to be an interesting case because, you know, with Nixon was facing a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate. So he knew that if he was going there, they were probably not going to be in favor of him. In Clinton, when he was tried, he had a Republican House of Representatives, so it wasn't surprising that they found against him. And I believe that the Senate was in Democrat hands at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sort of the split of House. And this is where the whole thing becomes very political. This time it's been
very political.
Yeah.
Impeachment is designed to be a political process.
Sure.
You know, there's no specific burden of proof. It comes down to,
I don't think we
should get rid of him or not?
Yeah, I think that's the way history has borne it out. I don't think that was their intention. It was intended to be a check and balance, some way that you could check an out-of-control executive branch.
Well, the difference between a legalistic check and balance and a political check and balance is that if it's legalistic, there would have to be, I think, more specific criteria to impeachment. And because it's very freeform, the founders had to know that things were going to be considered like, what's the mood of the people? How do the people feel about this?
If you read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, nobody was really talking politics. They were talking about ways that we could envision this thing going wrong, and let's try to come up with some way to make it do it. I don't want to make them sound pure and all that good stuff, but it really wasn't a time where people were really interested in the vulgarities of modern politics. I think this stuff evolved.
I don't think they invented modern politics yet.
That's true. Or evolved into it, or whatever you want to say. But I think they were still feeling they were creating a system that would be one for the ages, that this could handle the bumps in the road that this republic might see. And, of course, it has turned completely political.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if it makes it to 300.
I would not take that bet. I would not. I think it's a good call.
You would not bet that it will turn 300, or you would not bet that it won't?
I would not bet that it will.
Would you bet that it wouldn't?
I think I would take that bet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think...
Just to be clear, 300 votes?
300 years of age.
Sorry, I missed that.
So yeah. Will we make it to 2089?
Oh, the United States. Okay.
Now, what would the government survive, but some states secede?
Because
that's another possibility that I see, is that some states will secede and the remaining states will be a little more homogeneous and be able to get along with each other better.
Well, I think when you're trying to go for Vegas odds, you got to spell out your bet. So I think the standing bet would be, will the United States celebrate tricentennial?
Or will it mourn it?
And will it still be functioning under the, I can't even say it, functioning under the constitutional system we have?
Is it functioning under the constitutional system now?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know how you would phrase that. 855-450-FREE. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole impeachment thing plays out. And if you are a Democrat, I really want to hear from you. If you are a Republican, I really want to hear from you. I want to hear people's opinions on this. It doesn't matter if you're partisan. I just want to hear what's on people's minds. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divi to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar and euros. Divi is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other tokens are languishing, the Divi token price has increased 300%. Now's the time to make the switch to Divi or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divi. Visit DiviProject.org. Divi is crypto made easy. Plus one-click masternodes. DiviProject.org. Again, DiviProject.org.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the air. You can also hit us up on Discord just load the Discord app. You can find it in the various app stores. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. The us we have is Chris.
And Ian.
And
normally
nobody.
Nobody who's actually stepped out for a moment.
Just
he'll
step out.
He'll be back.
But first, I did want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. And right now, Bitcoin Cash is, as we say in the parlance, on sale. That means that
it's all on sale.
All cryptocurrencies have shed some of their weight. Bitcoin is around 8,100. Bitcoin Cash is just 216, 217, somewhere in that neighborhood. That means if you're looking to acquire cryptocurrency for a little bit less, now is the time to do so. You can use PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meet up in person with Cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And there are all sorts of speculations as to why the crypto prices have sort of, I hate to use the word tanked because or crashed or words like that, but they've definitely shed some weight. I mean,
over the last couple weeks, but over the last 10 years, they've gone up dramatically.
It's hard to get too worried about. So, oh my God, Bitcoin dropped from like $10,000 to $8,000. Wow. What kind of how much pain must those people that bought bitcoins for a nickel a piece feel?
Oh yeah, I've got one of these alarmist headlines from Forbes magazine. It was published I think late yesterday. Bitcoin headline: Bitcoin has crashed. What now? And there's a picture of a car that's just like getting wrecked up against a pile of coins. Bitcoin BTC has crashed. No one really knows why, but in my model, we should be in for good news on the China trade war. And the guy just goes on and on speculating about what's going to happen. And it just always amazes me. Every single day in the Bitcoin cryptocurrency world, there's all these supposed news headlines where it just talks about what Bitcoin did that day. And acts like they know a thing or two about why Bitcoin did what it's going to do. And then you end up finding articles that will speculate on what's going to happen. Some quite optimistic, others very negative. And it's just like, I don't even understand why anybody takes this stuff seriously as far as these predictions are concerned. No one knows what's going to happen.
Well,
the same reason they took witch doctors seriously, which is, you know, ignorance and confidence can be a powerful combination.
True. 99bitcoins.com tracks Bitcoin obituaries, where they declare that Bitcoin has died, where some news story declares that Bitcoin has met its end, and
bankers and journalists have predicted 10,000 of the last zero ends of crypto.
They've tracked, it says Bitcoin has died 376 times.
Really?
And depending on the website, you'll find.
I thought that was a little low. But they do have one as recent as September 12th. Okay, because I was wondering if they were keeping it up to date. Okay.
Yeah, September 14th, the headline from, let's see where this is, I'm from, I don't see the source, but declares Bitcoin will be completely dead by 2030.
Looks like Twitter. It says there's a source link down there.
This is just, okay.
Okay, so they're counting.
By 2030, it will be dead?
That's this guy's prediction.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
He's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am, but it still wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, you think it'll be gone by 2030?
I would not be surprised if it was.
I wouldn't be. I also wouldn't be surprised if it was still around and still around.
Yeah, I mean,
we're talking 11 years, so would it make it about as long as it's been around?
20-year lifespan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, I think that crypto will still be around. And I think that crypto will be much more advanced. I just don't think it will be BTC specifically, because you know, the privacy coins have a very specific reason to use them for privacy, but BTC doesn't have that. The things like Ethereum have a very specific reason to prefer them over others, and Bitcoin doesn't have that. And I think that the stable coins will take over pretty much what Bitcoin does, because, you know, they have same kinds of characteristics, except that they can also be cashed in for something else.
They possess one characteristic that Bitcoin does not have. They don't gradually lose value, and Bitcoin historically has gained value. Now, most of the stable coins...
Well, I'm not talking about stable coins against fiat currencies. I'm talking about stable coins against commodities. I should have said that specifically.
But when you say
stable coin against a currency can't be any better than the currency, and I'm not betting on any of the currencies.
Right, but almost 99% of the stable coins that are out there are on fiat currencies. That's when you say that, that's what people think.
Yeah, so I should have said commodity-backed stable coins, and I think that's probably going to happen through the Stellar ecosystem or something similar.
It could. It could. And I think Stellar's a likely platform for that. But what we've been talking about, we got distracted. We love talking about cryptocurrency, and you should... be looking at that. Every day I look at market news, and what they all say is it's the same story with a variation. Very wealthy people are suddenly stockpiling their cash. They're pulling money out of some of their riskier investments and stockpiling cash. This is supposedly leading up to the Great Recession of 2019 or 2020 or 2021 or 2022, because nobody can predict a date. But
anybody can predict a date.
Well, that's true.
Very few people will be right.
Somebody will, and they will be the lucky one who got to predict the date right.
If one person guesses each day, then somebody has to be right.
Right, and you'll win all the fiat currency you can fit in a wheelbarrow. How about that? We have been talking impeachment and what happens. We did look, and Andrew Johnson.
Was the only one that's been impeached fully, right? Impeached and removed?
Impeached and removed.
Okay.
And everybody else?
History of the United States. That's the only time it's happened, right?
Was that Lincoln's vice president?
I believe
that Johnson?
So, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd been removed.
Imagine. And they didn't get Lincoln. 855 453. Do you want to weigh in on impeachment? We'd like to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is responding to a whistleblower complaint that was made public.
To the best of my knowledge, and from what I've seen so far, each of the actions that were undertaken by State Department officials was entirely appropriate and consistent with the objective that we've had, certainly since this new government has come into office.
Speaking with reporters in New York, Pompeo says the Trump administration is committed to creating a better relationship with Ukraine and helping end corruption in the nation. President Trump says California Democrat Adam Schiff has zero credibility. The president also accused the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee of cooking up another fantasy to hurt the Republican Party. And some of the nation's leading drug stores are recalling generic versions of the heartburn drug Zantac because of its links to cancer. The boxes were sold over-the-counter at Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the number you call to get on the air. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
We have been talking cryptocurrencies and impeachment. Since I get to sit in the first chair, I'm going to try to steer it back to impeachment, but that does not mean that's what we have to talk about.
Nope.
You can call up and you can change the subject. If you want to talk soccer... Well, I'm sorry, you can't talk soccer, but any other topic?
Well, you can talk about it, but we won't probably be able to respond unless there's a soccer fan in the room.
Yeah, I'm not.
I couldn't even begin to tell you anything about that.
I was a soccer coach for a brief time for my son, and that's when I realized that I know nothing about soccer. But I do know a little bit about impeachment.
Weren't you supposed to think about that before you started coaching it?
Well, I knew I didn't know anything about it, but I found out how little I knew about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was more than
so
I...
So you knew you didn't know anything about it, but you found out that there were things to know?
I found out there was even more I didn't know, more than everything.
Ah.
Yeah. We've been talking impeachment and historically, and I am of the age, and many of our listeners, those of you who are still alive... may remember the impeachment of Richard Nixon, and a lot of you are going to remember the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Prior to that, we had the impeachment of Andrew Johnson, so this thing's only been used three times. It's written into the Constitution. That's how you can remove someone from their position. But if Trump faces anything goes well, right now he is the fourth president facing impeachment. At least an impeachment hearing, yeah. The House is talking about stuff, and lots of things are coming out more than just he had improper contact. An article from CNBC titles An Alleged Cover-Up, A Secret Server, and Other Bombshells in Trump Whistleblower Complaint. Just in scan, I don't want to recap every single news story I've seen on this. Those on the right have basically said, you know, like Fox News has said, you know, all this stuff exonerates the president. They didn't find anything else. And that kind of made me think back to 1972, 1973, and Nixon. The deal, believe it or not, what they originally charged him with or were talking about wasn't that big a deal, or at least they didn't talk about it. Like, yeah, you had some people that worked for CREEP, the Committee to Re-elect the President.
That was, what a name.
That was Nixon's name of his re-election campaign.
Are you kidding me?
CREEP. And we knew that...
Shouldn't that be like CREP?
Well, yeah, but what's the fun
Committee
in that?
Committee to Re-elect the President. Okay, yeah, that would be CREP.
Or you R-E and then elect E.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. CREEP. So CREEP. Some people that were tied to CREEP were caught breaking into the Watergate Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
G. Gordon Liddy.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Who became a talk show host.
He did, and I met him. He's a great guy. So you had that happened, and that was pretty bad, you know, because these people had ties to the White House, and they had ties to his reelection campaign. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole thing became about, did the president know about this
burglary?
What did
the president know, and when did he know it?
But as the process went through, it became less about that and more about the president covering it up. The White House actively covering up the things that were done.
They didn't used to allow that?
I know. We see it as like a standard thing now.
Yeah, I thought that's what the CIA was for, was to cover up government misconduct.
Back then, it really was. I mean, keep in mind, the country hadn't really been through anything like this. And, you know, Nixon was, he had his dirty trick squad, and they were really trying to actively push the investigation in another direction to hide what was going on. What I see, this is just my opinion, I would expect the same sort of reaction out of this White House as we saw out of Nixon's White House. Now, people may take issue with that. Do you feel that the government, that the presidency, the Trump administration will honor this, you know, be very open, or are they going to try to do that? What was talked about with Nixon were things like obstruction and not trying to get to the bottom of it, trying to hide what was done. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch.
I don't know. It was interesting that he released the Ukraine transcript.
Well,
it's unusual in that, like, Clinton fought tooth and nail against any release of any document. Mm-hmm. And I know Nixon did the same thing. There were big battles over each thing. And Trump's just like, oh, well, you don't like this phone call I had? Well, why don't I release the
whole
transcript of it and you can see what it says?
Well,
now, of course, there's no way of knowing if that transcript is real.
Right. They FBI, make it clear, you know, they even stated it on the transcript, this is not a transcript.
Well,
this is a best recollection from everybody listening.
No, it's not a best recollection. It is a, the way that works is the recordings are scanned by a voice recognition bot. And then humans this is what they said on the news last night. I could be wrong on this, but this is what they said, is that it was generated by a computer program and then double-checked by humans.
Now, the articles that I read today said that those were the result of a compilation of people and their recollections of the phone call. But that's my point. This
then it's not anything.
Exactly. This is a version that is released by the White House to answer these questions. And it may be very accurate, but in recollections, you know, and this is what happened in Watergate. As they were going through and people were saying, I recollect, or I don't remember that, or anything else.
I do not recall.
when it was winding up, somebody let go that there was actually a taping system within the White House, and any of those conversations could be played back. Well, suddenly they couldn't find any of the tapes. They didn't know where they were, and that was a big battle. And once the tapes were released, then we found one likely incriminating tape that had 18 and a half minutes gone from it. That was the
Which
Mary
Woods. Which is exactly
Woods
the length of Alice's restaurant.
Right?
we think he might have been listening to that.
Yeah, so that was my first question. Is this an actual transcript of something actually recorded, or is there a tape? Is there some proof of what was said and how it was said? That I think the Democrats will likely want to know. It wouldn't surprise me if they go down that.
Now, has there been any mention of recording the Oval Office since Nixon? Did they stop doing that because it backfired on him, or what?
I remember hearing that it was absolutely in place, and I think Ford may have alluded to that. I don't know.
And
I don't
of course,
know.
It was Ford who was immediately after Nixon, right?
Yes.
Ford was Nixon's vice.
And immediately pardoned Nixon.
Yeah, which is not a fan.
Nah, you just give the country time to heal. That's what that was all about, according to Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
855, 450 free. We're going to get into this story a little bit. Damning allegations against President Donald Trump and the White House officials were exposed Thursday with the release of Congress of a complaint by a whistleblower who is a member of the U.S. intelligence community. Among them is the whistleblower's belief that Trump's actions were so obviously egregious that White House officials promptly launched a cover-up to minimize the chance that Trump's efforts to have a foreign power dig up dirt on a leading Democratic presidential contender would become public. 855, 450 free. Is this all hooey? Is it political?
Who cares that he's asking for help getting dirt on the opposite party?
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air. We've been talking impeachment. We've been talking crypto. But those aren't the only choices you have. You can talk about anything you like. This is Open Phones Radio. You set the subject. We'll talk about it. If we know anything about it, if we don't know much about it, we might not talk about it too much because, hey, we're only human. But
are we supposed to know what we're talking about?
Occasionally. Okay. Or just make it appear that way. But we were talking about cryptocurrency, and a great place to store your cryptocurrency is in the Edge wallet. Edge is available on iOS or Android devices. You can use Edge to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. That means you own the keys to your money. You own your money. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Ripple, Stellar, many, many, many more. It's a veteran team. They've been building since 2014, and they believe in securing your freedom. Get into crypto. Get into crypto with the Edge wallet. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app.
Speaking of getting into crypto, I've just put an airdrop in our On Air Now chat room of nearly $6 worth of cryptocurrency.
Nice.
So doing Lumens, Stellar Lumens, which you can store in your Edge wallet, by the way. So if you don't have any cryptocurrency yet, all you got to do is hang out in our chat room. And
that's on Discord.
That's right. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can go. It's a pinned message right now, and it'll last for about the next 10 minutes to the end of the hour. You've got a chance to basically you just click a little button on my post, and you will opt into the airdrop.
It is very slick how it works and allows, our listeners who hang out in the Discord chat room.
You guys both just grabbed your phones as you're...
Well, what?
You got to make what you can.
But you've already picked up a couple tips since you've been in there tonight.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Groovy.
Yeah. It's kind of cool that listeners can tip the host.
Well, I think it's really cool.
We can tip it the other way.
Yeah, I don't think it's just kind of cool. I think it's really cool because, you know, for a long time, people have asked for the ability to, you know, to tip their favorite host. Some people really like Mark. Some people really like Nobody. Some people really, you know, they've got their favorite host. Or maybe somebody will say something on the air they think's funny or, you know, particularly insightful. Previously, there really wasn't an easy way to get something to that individual. But now, as long as they're in our Discord server, and the both of you are, although, Chris, you use a name that is not easily identifiable as you, so that's probably going to limit the amount that you'll receive.
That's okay.
You're called Organism, the org something. It's too long. It's, I can't read the whole thing.
I'll change it to Donald Trump.
Well, whatever it is you think is going to get you the most tips would be useful, but
you could change it to the name you use on the air. That would
be recommended, but
yeah. Oh, that would be that they'll be expecting that.
Yeah,
so, right.
Yeah, the idea is to if somebody can identify you, they're more likely to tip you. But
in engineering, we try to follow the principle of least astonishment. A program should take that action which will least astonish the user.
Right. So I'm really happy with it so far. It's allowed the users to tip each other and tip callers. So if there's a caller, like maybe Gene the Christian Anarchist gets on the air with us and you like what he says, well, he's in the Discord all the time, so you can just send him a tip. And it supports dozens of different cryptocurrencies. And you can tip from as little as one Satoshi all the way up to, well, whatever you feel comfortable putting in. Although I will say this, we don't know who runs this tip bot, so it could be a really brilliant exit scam. So
right.
Don't put anything into it you can't afford to lose. I mean, you were planning on giving it away anyway, but if you start to accumulate a fair amount of tips, you might want to withdraw some of it at some point, just to be safe.
And you can, and as Ian said, you could save, you could store that in your Edge wallet.
You can.
And that's pretty cool. We've been talking impeachment, and this, I guess the biggest news today in following the impeachment story was at least the complaint from the whistleblower was made public. And there are a couple allegations here. It says the complaint says that more than half a dozen U.S. officials provided information detailed in the report over a four-month period. Here are the biggest bombshell claims in the complaint, and this is coming to us from CNBC. First, Trump used the power of the presidency to pressure Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to interfere in the 2020 election by launching an investigation of Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Now,
who
the other thing is he didn't say, would you interfere in the presidential election by investigating this guy? He said, will you investigate this guy? So they're insinuating that was to affect the election, but it could well be it was just because he wants to know whether the guy's dirty.
You could. Yeah. One, I think most people are going to be a little bit more pessimistic in an election year.
Yeah.
The second thing,
Before you go on.
Go ahead.
What does it mean when it says Trump used the power of the presidency? Did he get on the phone with this guy and say, if you don't investigate Joe Biden, I'm going to bomb your country? I mean, what does it mean by this?
He did not. What he did is, and that's not usually the way people talk in business, or at least not in first. I don't know what they do in that level of government, but he basically said, you know, hey, we do a lot of favors for the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point later, and he's like pointing that out, which usually you don't do. And then later in the phone call, he says, hey, could you do me a favor and check out this situation? So there was kind of an implied quid pro quo, mm-hmm. but it sounded like there was some intervening text. So it seems clear from what was said that he did want to that investigation to happen. Then the other thing was after this phone call, some things were put on hold, some payments that were supposed to be made to the Ukrainians,
mm-hmm.
and then they got released later after what Trump wanted to happen. So this is really going to be a trial, I think, of Trump's slickness more than anything else.
Mm.
Did he manage to avoid saying the magic words that would turn this into a real problem? And I think mostly due to the partisan nature of the Senate.
Or else?
Yeah, I don't.
Or else would be one if he said directly, if he had said as soon as you've completed this, I'll release the aid, mm-hmm. I think that would have been ugly. Okay. If he had said, you know, I'm really scared of Joe Biden, could you investigate his son, instead of saying it looks like Joe Biden's son did something over there and we want to know what it was. Mm. He also invited them to cooperate with the Attorney General in the investigation, but that also doesn't strike me as necessarily strange if Joe Biden and his son are being investigated by the Attorney General. So I think there's a lot of room to spin everything here either way. Right. So I don't know if it was a good bluff for Trump to release the whatever he released, to the extent that it's a transcript, but I don't see it as a smoking gun, but some people do.
I don't. I honestly
see it as a warm gun in a hot car that's been left there all day.
Yeah, honestly, I don't believe that Trump is stupid enough to say something on a call that he didn't feel he was guarding. Now, the question I think remains.
Well, of course, you don't expect your a world leader doesn't expect his phone calls with other world leaders to be reported to the population.
I think that was Trump not thinking through that this could potentially end up being a big deal, and evidently,
right.
At
well,
least
it was
a few
also
people,
a hell of a security failure,
right?
That this got leaked, and somebody probably will be looking into who hired this guy and how did he get in there and who the heck is he?
Well, he's a Trump appointee. I mean, that's the whole thing, that all the people investigating Trump that have been investigating this conversation for some time have been Trump appointees, and they're the ones, and the whistleblower was a Trump appointee, according to this article.
Interesting.
But it's going to be interesting to see. I could care less. I mean, I enjoy a good impeachment as much as the next guy. I think we should have impeachment Thursdays. It should be on every TV in America, every night, every Thursday night. You cannot listen to me on Free Talk Live. You can watch people getting thrown out of their government jobs.
How about Terror Thursday? We can bring out the guillotine.
I'd be willing to do that. 855-453. We've been talking Trump impeachment. We've been talking cryptocurrency, but we want to talk about what's important to you.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.